Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and press selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Just after 11 o'clock, good to have you with us on this Monday. I wanted to change gears because we've been talking a lot of politics and a lot of hardball stuff. But I want to talk with a guy that just completed, and I thought it was a typo, and then he told me, no, it's true, a 600-mile bike ride this past week from Colorado to Nevada. This is incredible. 600 miles on a bike. Jared Fisher from Escape Adventures and Las Vegas Cyclery, former candidate for governor, joining us in studio. And you look like you're walking okay.
Yep, I am walking. I'm walking okay.
No, I mean, after 600 miles on a bike, I would think you would your legs would give out and you'd just go.
Well, your legs kind of give out a little bit, but you just tell them to keep going. So we got through it, so.
Okay, yeah. Okay. First of all, whose crazy idea was this?
That was my idea.
Okay, where did you go?
Well, as a business trip, actually. I had to go to our location, which is really close to the Colorado border, which is Moab, Utah. And I needed to do some business up there, and I decided, hey, I got to drop a bunch of equipment off, one being a vehicle. And I thought, hey, why don't I just ride back home? I commute.
What'd you do with the vehicle?
I left it there and rode home. So I've always kind of wanted to do that. So it was a great trip all across the backcountry of Utah. And then I dropped in from St. George through the back way of Mesquite and then all along the back route, Lake Mead. And then
how much of this was like I-15 and how much of this was?
Hardly any. Yeah, there was only about
trails.
20 miles on I-15. That was it. And about 20 miles or so on I-70. The rest of it was all backcountry roads. And because it is not seasonal right now to be up in higher elevations, and if you go to my Strava account, which is it basically tracks your routes that you ride for athletes, you can see the routes that I took. And there, I popped some photos in there, but some of the elevations were above 8,000 feet, and I was trying to get water out of my bottle. It was frozen. So there was.
So was it? I'm assuming it was cold.
Oh, it was freezing.
And you were
cold.
At altitude.
Yeah, I took off like at 2 a.m. I was riding over some mountains through Fish Lake National Forest, and it was at about 8,400 feet. 2:30 in the morning, and actually broke my rear wheel. And of course, nobody's around at 2:30 in the morning. And
the little guy in the Volkswagen bus doesn't come behind you, and they don't fix your thing. And they're okay, go on, like they do that
in the Tour de France.
But yeah,
this is not the Tour de France. This is the tour of.
Oh, crazy Jared.
Anyway, it was a lot of fun. I love to do things like that. You get out there, and part of the reason I like to do those things is because I like to study a lot of politics. I like to study. I read books, all types of things. So of that 60 hours, it was about a 60-hour event. Wow. I did it a little less than 2.5 days, and I read through 3 different books. It was fantastic.
This is like books on tape?
Yeah, basically. So you know, you're not wasting time out there. You're getting great exercise, seeing incredible scenery, you're learning a lot, and you're accomplishing some of your dreams in life. And so it works out well.
One of your dreams in life has been to own your own business, and now you own multiple businesses. You run multiple businesses. And I've got to ask you, because I have people come to me all the time. They're frustrated with working for the man. They're frustrated by working in businesses where you question the management skills or whatever, and there's always that temptation to say, you know, I ought to just start my own business.
Mm-hmm.
But how does somebody actually begin? Do they need a big stash financially? Do they need a brick and mortar building? How do you begin the process of saying, I want to own my own business?
Well, I mean, first things first. Owning a business is not for everybody. Some people are actually really happy just working for somebody in an environment that an entrepreneur has created that they enjoy working for. And they do really well through life, can make great money, and they like that security. But there are people out there who have an entrepreneurial spirit, and they're free thinkers, and you know they have that desire to do their own thing. And last time I was on the show, it was a couple of weeks ago, we started this process where we were talking about, you know, how to start a business and how to run a business. And so the company I created, which is almost 30 years ago here in Nevada, which is a touring company, has ventured off and spidered off into other businesses. But last time we were here, we talked about, you know, market research, writing a plan, funding, picking locations, naming your business and registering your business. And, this time I kind of wanted to focus a little bit on how to actually grow your business once you've kind of picked those things and figured out you want to start your own business. And for me, I've always been an entrepreneur. I knew that's what I wanted to do. I want to call the own shots. I want to take those risks. I'm okay with it. I'm not driven by money. And therefore, I consider myself a core entrepreneur. So,
how do you know when the right time is to grow your business? That to me, and I'm a small business person myself, and I ask myself these questions all the time, but how do you know that it's time?
Well, I believe that once you've started your business, you've established your business, you come to a point where you feel kind of like maybe you're not going anywhere not necessarily plateaued, but you just kind of feel like, hey, we're not really doing a whole lot. I think plateau is a little further out in the future. I think, you know, that's in the distance. But you realize some of your employees that you have, maybe you have 1, 2, 3 employees. And I'm kind of more focusing this conversation on smaller businesses because you really have to start as a small business. Most people aren't going to start a company with 500 people. And people who are starting those companies, they don't need my advice. So just straight up, I'm going to be talking to the practical person out there who is considering starting their business. But once you have a couple employees, you realize, for us, we realized that we couldn't offer much more to our employees, and we really wanted to, and we wanted to create a...
And when you said offer, you mean like offer them a 401k or
wages,
something?
Yeah. Insurance, those types of things. And, you know, something that, you know, they're looking to their future as well. So, and, you know, there's a point where I know that my employees rely on me for their welfare. A lot of my employees have, you know, families, and you know, they have their own needs. And I realize that if I don't grow as a company, then they're not going to grow either. So there comes a point where you realize that you do need to grow your business, and not for the sake of yourself or for anything other than looking out for your employees. And so that's what, how I see growing a company, because once again, like I mentioned, I mean, I'm not driven by money. I really don't care about money. I enjoy life. I enjoy what I do. And I want to make life better for the people that work for me. So that's when I decide, hey, I need to grow my company. We need to move on. We need to make a creative, some opportunities for my employees.
So. And does that mean you have to necessarily, in order to grow your business, you need to do it via brick and mortar? I mean, is it something where you say, well, it's time to go to the bank and borrow $1.3 million?
Well,
or are there ways you can grow your business that don't involve huge investment?
Well, brick and mortar, I think that's another phase for a business. I think that's a really smart phase because when you have those types of assets, when you have real estate investment assets in that nature, you're able to rely on that stability, financial stability for your business. And, you know, we were leasing locations and so forth for a while, quite a while. And it came to a point where, you know, I decided, hey, we're not really going anywhere with doing this leasing thing. We need to grow more. And I realized, hey, look, we can actually own our own brick and mortar at this point. So it's an entrepreneurial step. It's another side of business. You know, if you're selling gadgets and little trinkets or whatever it may be, I don't know whatever you're selling out there, you know, there comes a point where you may want to invest in your own building at one point where you're now putting money towards the investment of your future rather than, you know, giving that to, say, a landlord.
Every small business person I know of has a need for sales. And you've talked off air about a sales tunnel. What is a sales tunnel?
Funnel.
Funnel, excuse
yeah.
me.
You could call it a tunnel, whatever you want to call it. But sales funnel, well, basically, every business has to create for their customer a line of revenue that they're going to bring in. And so, like, if you say you walk into McDonald's, there's a sales funnel going on in McDonald's. You know, hey, I want a Big Mac, but do you want fries with that? Would you like the drink with that? Well, hey, wait a minute. Would we like to supersize that? And I see you, you look like a dessert-eating guy. How about an ice cream cone? You have to create that sales funnel that for your business. So, for example, we own bike shops. It's one side of our business. So when somebody comes in to buy a bike, we could send them out with just a bike, and they would be happy until they got their flat tire. But we know, as my salespeople know, that they can't just send a bike out. They need to send a pump and a tube and maybe a repair kit and maybe a book that talks about, hey, how to fix a flat for dummies. You know what I'm saying? Those types of things are your sales funnel. You need to create that for your business. So you don't want to just end it at just buying the gadget. You need to create this stream of revenue for your business. And you do that not only to increase the sales of your business, but to help your customer feel comfortable and know that you're taking care of them. You never want to gouge your customer. You don't want to nickel and dime your customer, but you want to make sure that, you know, you both are treating each other with respect, and that sales funnel is part of that. So
I know this is the question that dogs every business. Is there a point at which you need to get out of business? How do you keep from going out of business? Let's start there with it, because that's a little more positive.
Well, more times than none, you know, it's going to come down to, what I do for business, it comes down to the owner gets burnt out. They're no longer enjoying what they're doing. They see
you've been doing this for how many years?
Coming up on close to 30 years.
You get burned out?
I'm not burned out.
Oh,
no, not at all. I love what I do. You know, I'm my own boss, so if I want to ride home 600 miles, I'm going to do it. I love it.
The boss is going to be gone for a few days this week.
Yeah, I'm gone for a few days. Don't call or text. But, you know, the owners get burnt out after a while. You know, it's important to get in to do something that you love to do. You want to do that to make sure that you have that desire. Your customers know when when a owner of a business does and does not care about what they're doing. You know, some people are in it just for the money, and there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, those are generally more short-lived business ventures that I see. So when, you know, when to get out of a business, it really comes down to the owners, you know, when there could be all kinds of reasons. They might have a death in the family. They might, you know, they may be not be able to financially, have that capital to keep that business going. And, you know, for one reason or another, there could be a million reasons, but it's important to, you know, identify when that time is coming, if you can, or identify that, because you don't want to drag down a good business, drag down great employees, just because, you know, you're not happy anymore. And I think that's important. That's a responsible thing to do as a business owner. Does come a time to sell a business.
So. Have you ever had to say, this business is the ROI just isn't there. The cost of production is too high. We're gonna have to stop doing this.
Yeah, there's parts of our business ventures that we have created that we thought were gonna be very financially beneficial, and turned out not to be that way. And you have to just cut your losses and say, you know what, well, let's learn from that experience. Let's not make that mistake again. So yes, absolutely. I mean, I think failure is part of growing. So don't be afraid to fail. Many, many successful business owners have failed many, many times at many, many different ventures. But they get up, they dust it off, and they work their butts off, and they get back out there, and they try it again. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
I always have fun talking with you, whether it's politics or whatever, and that's why we have you.
Well, I come here to kind of break the politics.
I know.
2 years of running for governor, that was enough politics for a while. I like coming in here and break, because I listen to your show, and I hear the politics, and I'm like, I'm going to go in there and talk about something different.
I'm going to talk about a 600-mile bike ride. So. I know. I absolutely love that. It's always good having you in. Thank you so much. And again, your businesses, if folks want to come out and see you.
Yeah, locally, Las Vegas Cyclery is one of our stores here locally. That's our bigger store. That's on 215 and Town Center exit. Town Center, yeah. So, yeah, come on by and say hi. Yeah.
I love that.
So, cool.
We'll do it again. Maybe we'll talk next time about how to expand your business.
Let's do it.
How to action, not just grow your business, but expand your business. That's Jared Fisher joining us, Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. And he's got a couple of other businesses that we never talk about. And I don't know why.
I don't either.
Are they secret businesses?
I don't know.
I hope not. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is a great way to begin the week as we continue live and local now.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, president and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
This is Amy Emanuel, your Republican candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 1. I was raised with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and monetary responsibility. Las Vegas wants a representative that will support small business and spur job growth, promote pedestrian safety, and tackle our chronic homeless issue. I have the integrity and necessary experience to do this job. Please support me at the polls this April 2nd. A vote for Amy Emanuel will guarantee another conservative voice on the Las Vegas City Council, paid for and authorized by Committee to Elect Amy Emanuel.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Live and local now. Good to have you with us. It is Monday, and I always love Mondays because we always have so much fun. Coming up, it's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. This is one of those deals where the wall-to-wall free-for-all we created. And by the way, we just missed our four-year anniversary on this radio station. Did you know that? Yeah, over the weekend. I believe it was like 27th, 29th, something like that. 4 years. Yeah. So happy anniversary, baby. Not happy birthday, baby, but happy anniversary. But I do remember, you know, we've talked about a lot of crazy things on this show. And for 4 years, hard to believe. Hard to believe it. Stick around, more to do. But what I started to say was we created this wall-to-wall free-for-all because we wanted to give you an opportunity to turn the show any direction you want. And that's why I'm going to open up our phone lines again, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local, now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Learn.
live and local now. Good to have you with us. Guess who's back? I am so excited. Let's go to cut seven. Because Judge Jeanine Pirro was back on Fox. And I mean to tell you, a week off of Fox, and this woman was fired. Did you see her on Saturday? This was vintage Judge Jeanine. This is cut seven. Judge Jeanine back with a vengeance.
People scoff and laugh at the idea of a deep state, but you've watched it all up close and personal. These swamp scum lie for a living, from clueless Clapper on down. It's the first time in American history people with unbridled power made the determination to overthrow a presidential candidate and then to plant the seeds for indictment and impeachment, to destroy the will of the American people who voted for change in America. This can only happen at this level of government by the head of the CIA, the head of the FBI, Comey, the head of the Justice Department, Loretta Lynch, only with a wink and a nod from the commander in chief. Where did this group get the confidence that this was okay? Who above them could possibly have given the green light? The unverified Steele dossier was the excuse and justification for this rogue intelligence operation. And any time there's a coup, there's both an affirmative and a defensive course of action. Affirmative, destroy Trump. Defensive, endorse Hillary. So where do we go from here? I want to know, who was the judge that signed the first FISA warrant? And the second judge who signed the re-upping of the warrant? And the evidence that backed up the extension of that warrant? Who signed the second extension? And what additional evidence was provided to that judge? And why haven't we heard the FISA court being investigated? Why is there even a FISA court to begin with? I want John Brennan, who tries to get out of this mess he's in by saying, oh, I got bad information. I want him investigated by a grand jury. And McCabe and Strzok and Loretta Lynch and that pious, condescending, holier-than-thou Cardinal Jim Comey. When someone lies to you, do you just say, don't worry about it, I'll get over it? Well, that's not how our system works. There has to be accountability. There has to be a consequence. Because as the president himself said, this should never happen again. And I can guarantee you it will happen again. Unless we make an example of the traitorous, treasonous group that accused Donald Trump of being an agent of the Russian government. And as they spewed their hate, I want to know, who did the unmasking? Who did the leaking? And if we don't have a consequence, if people at the highest level of government are not held responsible for this, it is a blueprint for a future effort to overthrow the government.
I love that. She came out with all guns blazing. Let's get to your phone calls. You know what we do in this half hour. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you call in. You tell us what it is you want to talk about. It can be something we talked about last week, last month, or maybe something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. You beat me to the punch, my friend. Just before the break, I was telling your screener I'd like to talk about Judge Jeanine. So you beat me to it.
Well, anyway, no. I was just trying to help illustrate your point. Were you glad? Were you glad to see her back?
Oh yeah, she's. I would have to say on Fox, Hannity and her are my favorites.
Of the opinion people, yeah. I would probably go. I think Tucker Carlson is a close third.
Okay. I don't get me wrong. I like Tucker Carlson and I like Laura Ingraham. But it's very hard to watch them because they always have on Democrats. And it's very aggravating to watch them debate, and they get yelled over, and they get interrupted. So it's kind of hard. Hannity and Judge Jeanine, they don't have on too many people from the left, so that's why I particularly like them. Another thing I wanted to raise, Kevin, is on the radio, we are pretty well represented. You and Wayne Allen, you know, in Las Vegas, you know, that backed President Trump. And we have a lot of conservative hosts, you know, that do nationwide broadcasts, like Mark Levine and guys like that. But on television, the only people that we have who back Trump are on Fox. And yes, the hosts on Fox should be on CNN, like guys like Shepard Smith and guys like that. But, I mean, I found out why Judge Jeanine got suspended for the 2 weeks, because Murdoch, who runs Fox, he left it over to his sons, and his sons are big Democrats. So when Jeanine talked about the anti-Semitic congresswoman, I can't think of the name offhand.
Depends on which one.
What is it?
I was going to say it depends on which one.
Well, the one that really has done a lot of anti-Semitic rants, and then she apologizes, and then she starts in again.
Omar. I think it's Omar. Ilhan Omar.
Yeah. So a couple of weeks ago, her last broadcast, Jeanine, she whipped into her, and she told about her hijab or something like that, that it has to do with Sharia law, and that's not compatible in this country. So the sons of Murdoch, they got complaints from Arab groups, and that's why she was suspended.
Wow. Well, I'm glad to see her back. There is no doubt in my mind that that Fox News has taken a turn for the, say, moderate. The fact that you've got Fred Smith, to me, moderate. And he's anti-Trump. Different hosts, I think, approach it different ways. But I will say this. What has happened on Fox should, you know, eventually after 20 years or whatever it is, you are going to find people within their management and their ownership that say, you know, we want it a little less conservative. I think that's to be expected, but we got to fight back on it. And you know, the great thing is ultimately. The ratings will dictate it. When the sons of Rupert Murdoch, one is called, I believe, Lachlan, and I forget the other. One of the sons, when they start looking at the ratings and they say, "Wow, our highest rated people are the ones that are the most conservative." Maybe that should be a message to you. What do you think? Stick around. We'll get to more of your calls. You want to join us? We'll get to Scott. We'll get to all the rest of you that are holding. We're going to roll through a bunch of calls coming up in our next 13 minutes. Okay? Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands? Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, we are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
Hi, I'm Daniel Hontru, Senior Policy Analyst for Nevada Policy. When the Nevada legislature is in session, there are a lot of special interests trying to tell lawmakers how to spend your tax dollars. Lobbyists, labor unions, cronies from all industries, they're all in Carson City trying to get a piece of your hard-earned money. So, who's speaking on behalf of you, on behalf of taxpayers? That's why this year, Nevada Policy is on the ground in Carson City. I'm here, in the legislature, making sure that real Nevadans, taxpayers, parents, and business owners have a voice this session. It's more important than ever that we take an active role this year. Policy.org to track the bills we're watching and to stay up to date about how lawmakers are trying to spend your money. Be sure to visit Nevada Policy's online legislative tracker to follow the issues that matter the most at NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org, because someone has to speak for taxpayers this session.
Hi, this is Jackie Thornhill, president-elect of the Las Vegas Rotary Club. For 96 years, the Las Vegas Rotary Club has taught area youth to succeed through literacy, education, and life skills development. To fund our year-round programs, we hold one major fundraising event each year. This year, the Las Vegas Rotary Club brings together world-class cuisine and high octane. It's a speed and style reception Saturday night, April 27th at Celebrity Cars in Las Vegas. Enjoy food station pairings, check out classic and exotic cars and motorcycles, with a special appearance by cast members from the hit TV show Counting Cars. You're all invited to our world-class speed and style reception benefiting Spread the Word Nevada. Proceeds stay here in Southern Nevada to continue the amazing work Rotary does in our local community. To order tickets, go to LasVegasRotary.com. That's LasVegasRotary.com, and I'll see you Saturday night, April 27th.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty, starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, did you see the active Republican women of Las Vegas? We hosted their town hall, their candidate forum a week or so ago, and had a lot of fun. They're at Red Rock Country Club, and I tell you, we had so much fun. They're going to be hosting their 2019 fashion show and luncheon. Sunday afternoon, April 14, 1 till 4 at Spanish Trails Country Club. Tickets are just $45. VIP sponsor tables available for $500. And if you want information on this event, arwlv.com. That's arwlv.com. It's going to be a fun event. They're featuring 21st century retro design by Bunker Bradley Couture. Now, I don't know that name. A lot of you may know that name. Unfortunately, I don't know that name. Sorry about that. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out. 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Okay, back to your phone calls we go. In fact, let's go to Scott. Scott, you're up. You're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kevin. I guess I'm going to switch parties and become a Democrat, because then I can go out and rob a bank, and when I'm arrested and I am in front of a judge, the judge will tell me, Scott, we have overwhelming evidence against you. How do you plea? And I will reply, I plead not guilty, Your Honor, because I am gay, and I know I am white, but I identify as being black, and I am a Democrat. And the judge will reply, oh, okay, then you're free to go. Then I will add, oh, one more thing, Your Honor. My wife is about to give birth, but we don't want the baby. When my wife gives birth, is it okay if we just get rid of it? And the judge will reply, yes, you can. Infanticide is legal now. Then when I when I'm walking out of the courtroom, I will turn around and I'll ask the judge, Your Honor, I have to use the restroom. And I also identify as being a woman, so can I use the ladies' room? And the judge will reply, sure, no problem. Go right ahead. Go ahead, Kevin.
Unbelievable. No, but you know what? Scott has nailed it. There's an excuse for everything. And God forbid you should be Lucy Flores. And the vice president come up behind you and plant a kiss in your hair, on the top of your head. That's unbelievable. And Scott, I think, has nailed it. There is an excuse, and there is a point of law for everybody. Unbelievable. Oh, by the way, did you by chance see this? I was watching Fox News Sunday yesterday, and Kellyanne Conway got into this running battle with Chris Matthews. Not Chris Matthews, Chris Wallace, excuse me. Let's go to cut one, because Kellyanne Conway sparred with Chris Wallace on this obstruction of justice deal. Listen to Kellyanne Conway. It's cut one from Fox News Sunday.
Now, the special counsel cleared the president on collusion. Absolutely no question about it. But he expressly did not clear him on the question of obstruction. So why is the president telling Americans something that is not true?
Well, the Barr memo talks about no obstructive conduct. It also says something, and I don't think it's enough coverage, which answers your question in part, Chris, which is that also nobody in the Department of Justice felt like the investigation was interfered with, that Mr. Mueller couldn't do the job he wanted to do. So for all the times I was asked, the president was asked, we were all asked, will he protect Mueller? Will he fire Bob Mueller? Will he impede the investigation? Will he fire this one? The Department of Justice feels right. that Mr. Mueller was able to do that. Now, they also didn't say that the president
But I'm asking you specifically about obstruction, and I don't mean to interrupt, but I do want to keep you on point. Here is the summary that Attorney General Barr sent to Congress about the issue of obstruction. I want to put it up on the screen. This is Barr. The report sets out evidence on both sides of the question. The special counsel states that, quote, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime on obstruction, it also does not exonerate him. So when the president says it is total exoneration on obstruction, Kellyanne, that's just not true.
Well, the president is probably comparing that report and the ultimate conclusions of no conspiracy, no collusion, no contact with any Russian at a campaign that I managed into its final successful phases, and have always been offended that anybody would think that we would cheat, lie, steal, or talk to any Russians. That's ridiculous and always was, and we've wasted a lot of money and a lot of time and people's anxiety over it. What the president is also saying is, look, people were out there as recently as a week or days before the Mueller, the Barr memo characterizing the Mueller report was released, Chris, saying that the evidence of collusion was in plain sight, that the president had committed a crime, that Elizabeth Warren said,
yeah, I know,
we don't even know if he'll be a free man.
Look, take yes for an answer. I'm agreeing with you on collusion.
Okay,
I'm
well,
asking you.
I'm also going to take yes for an answer in the Barr report.
I'm asking you about obstruction, though.
Well, we'll see what the full Mueller report says,
okay.
But there's nowhere in the Barr report that says the president obstructed justice. There's nowhere in the Barr memo that says you or I obstructed justice. And remember,
there was no Barr report. Barr is simply summarizing.
Well, Barr memo summarizing, but I think
Mueller says that it could not exonerate him.
Well, it said many things, and most importantly, it said that this president and his campaign did not commit a crime, that there was no conspiracy, no collusion, and people vomited collusion for two straight years.
This went on for about 6 minutes. It got even more and more interesting. Let's get back to your phone calls. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're up. You're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What's up, man?
Look, I just want to point out how history is repeating itself. We have a member of Congress that's making hate speech. That's how it starts, and they're not in power yet. But if they were in power, what would they do if the population was disarmed? This was in the Washington Post on March 17, 2014. Jews are ordered to register in the city of Donetsk in Ukraine. They have to list all their property. Non-compliance, they'll be deported. Now, right now, the people ordering them to do that in one city are not in power in the country. But what if they were? These people are disarmed. Washington Times, March 29th this year. The Chinese town of Guangzhou in Guangdong province offering $1,500 reward for turning in any religious leaders. So, ladies and gentlemen, history is repeating itself. Hate is always going to be here, and the only thing that's ever going to stop it from proliferating is if the price they have to pay is something they're not willing to pay because the population is armed.
That's why it is wonderful that we have a Second Amendment. That's why it is essential that we protect our Second Amendment rights. Paul, you give us great examples. And we've seen around the world how when you disarm a community, you can take over that community. And that's why the Second Amendment, people wonder, you know, why do you guys and why does the NRA and all of these different organizations, why is it, you know, why is it you're always so vigilant about our Second Amendment rights? You know, the Nevada Firearms Coalition and groups like that actually defend our Second Amendment rights. Why is that so important to you? Paul gives us an illustration of why that is important to us. I can't believe we have rolled through 3 hours. Have we really done that? Unbelievable. That's gonna just about do it for today. We have rolled through 3 solid hours. We'll do the same thing tomorrow, only we'll try and do it better. How's that? Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now.
You don't know what we can find. Why don't you come with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride? You don't know what we can see. Why don't you tell your dreams to me? Fantasy will set you free. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.